Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my weekly meal plan. This is a weekly episode that I do where I share my meal plan for my family for the upcoming week. I also post a blog post that goes along with this meal plan on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, where you can find any links to any recipes that I mention in this meal plan. The meal plan is just for dinners, and like I always say, I do rotate my meals frequently, so you're not always going to hear a lot of new things here, but I do try and throw in new as much as I can when I have time to look up for a new recipe or if I feel like making something new. The meal plan is just for dinners, and before we get into the episode, I just want to share because I was super excited today. I saw that I received a new review on Apple Podcasts, and I was super, super excited because I love when I see a new review because that really, really helps the show grow. So I get excited as it is anyway. But then I saw that the review was specifically about the meal plans again, and this is the second one in a row that I got related to meal plans. So that was kind of exciting because I'm really glad that people are enjoying the meal plans. So anyway, the review says, it's by Carrie Morgan, and it says, Lola's great, and it's a 5-star review, and it says, I enjoy listening to Lola's meal plans. It's always great to get ideas for dinner. Thanks for all you do, Lola. Thank you so much. That is such a nice review, and I am so, so glad that you get some ideas from the meal plans, because I wonder if anyone else is making this meal tonight that heard it on the meal plan or making it this week or whatever. It's just kind of like interesting to share like my family's meal plan with you all and then wonder like who might actually be using it or what ideas you might have gotten from it. So it just makes me happy that people are actually enjoying listening to this, because the idea of why I came up with this weekly meal plan episode is because I know a lot of people do struggle with getting a meal plan together, and I used to struggle with it so much. I used to get stressed out. I used to overthink what meals to make, and now I'm in such a good habit of just rotating meals on a certain basis and then filling in just a couple of days a week that it just has gotten so easy for me. So I just felt like, you know, maybe if I share this with others, they can either take some of the recipes that I'm making, or maybe it'll just kind of give them some ideas of some similar things they make. And, you know, I would love to help people in that way, because there's nothing worse than trying to figure out last minute what the heck you're going to make for dinner. So anyway, this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, January 21st. And for Saturday, I am making juicy roast chicken from allrecipes.com. So last week when I was grocery shopping, I saw that they had whole chickens on sale. So since groceries are so expensive right now, I decided to buy the chicken and save it for this week. And I looked up this recipe. So I haven't made this before. It's pretty basic. It just kind of tells you how to cook the chicken in the oven. There's not really anything specifically special about it. But I'm going to try to make that. So we'll be having a roasted chicken in the oven. And then I'm going to make Chef John's Perfect Mashed Potatoes, which is also from allrecipes.com. It's more just a potato cooking technique. Again, it's pretty basic. It's just potatoes, butter, and milk. But you just basically cut the potatoes in half once and then boil them rather than like dicing them or whatever. And then at the end, the recipe calls for putting them back into the pan on heat, like, you know, on high heat before you start adding anything like butter or milk or anything like that. And it helps get any of the extra moisture out of the potatoes. And that does really seem to help because then they can better absorb the butter or milk and whatever else you add to them. So we're going to do the mashed potatoes with chicken, and then I'm just going to do some frozen vegetables, whatever I happen to have on hand in the freezer. So then for Sunday, we're going to be doing world's best lasagna, and I'm kind of excited about this one because last time I made this dish, which was a while ago, but I doubled the sauce, like the meat sauce stuff that you put in between the layers, and I saved half of it and froze it. I doubled it and then I froze it, so I actually already have that prepared, so this should be really pretty easy to put together. But anyway, this recipe is called World's Best Lasagna. It's from allrecipes.com. It's like a meat lasagna. So if you don't like that, you might not like this recipe. But anyway, we're going to just do that on Sunday and then have a bagged salad on the side. Like, you know, the kind you get at the store that have like the toppings and everything included. So that's for Sunday. For Monday, we're going to be doing ribeye steak. I don't really have a recipe for that. I just marinate it with some red wine vinegar and McCormick steak seasoning, Montreal steak seasoning, and some olive oil. And then last time I made it in the air fryer. I'll probably do that again. I honestly don't think it came out as good in the air fryer as in the oven under the broiler, but I'm not sure if maybe I just didn't marinate it the normal amount of time that day or whatever. So I'm going to try it again because it's been getting way too dangerous to broil a steak in my oven. For some reason, I don't know. If I get it close enough where I need it to be to the broiler, the grease pops from the steak and has caught the broiler on fire 2 times. So I can't really take a chance anymore of making a steak like that under the broiler in the oven. It's too fatty. So I'm going to try and make it in the air fryer again. So then I'm also going to do, easy oven roasted potatoes, which is from Pillsbury.com. It's just, again, pretty basic, just oven roasted potatoes. And then again, some frozen vegetables. We always keep a bunch of those like steam fresh type, like corn or edamame or green beans or whatever I can throw in the microwave real quick right at the end before we're ready to eat. For Tuesday, we always do some type of taco, like Mexican theme. So Tuesday, we're going to be doing chicken chimichangas, which is from allrecipes.com. This recipe does call for like a sour cream sauce, but I don't actually make that part of the recipe. I just put sour cream out. I just use it for the basic part of the recipe to make the chimichangas. And those I do make in the air fryer, and they come out really good like that. So you could do it in the oven or the air fryer or however. So that's for Tuesday. For Wednesday, we're doing shrimp scampi bake from allrecipes.com. And this is just a really easy shrimp dish where you bake shrimp and like lemon juice and garlic and Dijon mustard and butter in the oven. Super, super easy. And when it's done cooking, you cook your spaghetti while on the stovetop while the shrimp's cooking in the oven. And then you just mix together the shrimp with the spaghetti, or you could serve it separately, but I just kind of toss it all together and make like a shrimp scampi pasta. So that will be for Wednesday. Sorry, I like lost my train of thought. I'm like, wait, Wednesday, that is right. I do seafood on Wednesdays. I was thinking for some reason for a minute, I was thinking like, wait, I don't do seafood on Wednesdays, but I do. We always do seafood usually on Wednesdays. So that's for Wednesday. For Thursday, we always do soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner because that's the night I go food shopping. So it makes the dinner prep a little bit quicker and easier. This Thursday, we will be doing Instant Pot chicken and rice soup. I have made that somewhat frequently, but I really like it and it's pretty quick and easy to make. So I'm going to be making that again. And that recipe is from themovementmenu.com. So that is for Thursday. Oh, grilled cheese. Sometimes I make grilled cheese, sometimes I don't. It just depends on how much energy I have that night and who cares if they have grilled cheese or not. Sometimes I'll say, "Does anyone want grilled cheese?" And they'll be like, "No, we're fine." And they'll just have like, we'll have like the soup with like crackers or whatever, depending on how filling the soup is. Sometimes that's fine. So if everyone wants grilled cheese, I'll make it. If not, I won't. So then the last meal of the week on this week's meal plan is baked chicken nuggets from allrecipes.com. This is super easy. You just take chicken breast, cut it up into little, like chicken nuggets, and then you toss the chicken in some melted butter, and then you shake it in a bag of Italian breadcrumbs, and then you just throw it on a baking dish and bake it. It comes out so quick and easy, and I think they come out taste like I think they come out really good. What I used to do a lot of times was when I knew I'm making these, I'll take the chicken breast and cut it into the little cubes when I first get it, like into the little nuggets when I first get it, and then I'll freeze it that way. And then that way, the night that I'm making it, I literally just have to take the raw chicken, put it in the melted butter, and then toss it in the breadcrumbs, throw it on the baking dish, and then pop it in the oven, and it comes together so quick. And then as a side, this night we're going to be doing peas and pasta, which is from weelicious.com, weelicious.com. It's again pretty basic. It's just pasta with peas and olive oil and Parmesan cheese. So you got the vegetables and the pasta. So I'm just doing that one side to go with the baked chicken nuggets. So that is it for this week's meal plan. I really hope this helped you in some way with getting your meal plan together or getting some ideas for some things you'd like to make. Don't forget, you can find any of the recipes that I mentioned on my website, which is at lolasfrugallife.com, and you'll see a blog post that goes along with the dates of this episode. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode, and don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife, and you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.